Hello, all you wonderful, brave people out there fighting every day to right the wrongs in the world and fight for justice. Welcome to Making Hope, a podcast about making hope for the present and future through local and state policy change. I'm your host, Kimberly Dudick, and I can't wait to talk with you today about something we can do to protect confidentiality and privacy surrounding abortions and pregnancy. This season on Making Hope, we're focusing on what you can do to fight for reproductive justice and abortion access. You can do this through a lot of ways. You can support pro-choice candidates. You can donate to groups like the Center for Reproductive Rights or the ACLU who are fighting for reproductive justice. But one of the ways we haven't talked much about or heard much about is what can we do at a local level with our cities and counties or even our states to protect abortion access? Cities and counties can act to protect abortion access because many times local particular factors can affect whether abortions are safe and accessible. In doing this, working with local officials is important because local officials can prioritize reproductive justice and implement local policies to help, even in states that are considered red or that are anti-abortion and anti-choice. In states that are considered pro-choice or where abortion is accessible, local policies provide an opportunity to protect and expand abortion access for others. This access may prove essential for those from out of state who come to the state solely seeking abortion care, but it's also important for the people who live there. Now, in states that are restricting access to abortions, opportunities for action still exist at the local level in your city or county that can protect abortion access or reproductive rights. Cities and counties have different elected officials than those at a statewide level or than those at a national level, and they all have different powers. So let's enact the power of our city and county governments to protect our rights. On the last episode, we talked about how local prosecuting attorneys can take a stand and refuse to prosecute abortion-related crimes, and also how you can help advocate for this to occur in your area. Your voice matters. So check out that last episode to hear more. On this episode, we're going to talk about how you can work with your local hospitals and have them use legal processes to protect patient confidentiality and reproductive freedom. So hospitals can be for-profit or not-for-profit. Those that are for-profit typically look at the bottom line and how much profit they're making when evaluating success. And this is just what a for-profit business does. But those that are not-for-profit usually receive a tax-exempt status because they also do some sort of community good. So that's just something to keep in mind because those not-for-profit hospitals, they usually are more willing and more able to provide low-cost or no-cost services to patients. Some of these nonprofit hospitals are run by counties or cities, and counties and cities also have local health departments that provide medical care. One other area that there could be some movement is with tribal health providers, tribal hospitals, and tribal health departments. This is something else that can be explored at a tribal level. So hospitals, especially those run by counties or cities, can act to enhance privacy and protect reproductive rights. They can do this by enacting policies that protect patient confidentiality. There are already existing laws that protect patient confidentiality. However, many of these new and restrictive state laws banning abortion try to invade this confidentiality. Some state policies attempt to work around this confidentiality by invading the privacy that is supposed to exist between a patient and their healthcare providers. One way that we can enact policies that stop this invasion is by having hospitals object to any subpoena requesting medical records of a pregnant person or of one receiving care for pregnancy-related or abortion-related care. The hospital would adopt a policy that they would object to all of these subpoenas requesting medical records. A subpoena is a way to request information and try to force an entity or individual to provide you with that information. If the hospital objects to this, then it makes the individual or the organization or entity, such as a law enforcement entity, requesting that information resort to the court system. So they will have to file with the court and work through the court system to obtain a subpoena that would force the hospital to provide that information. So it forces the entity requesting the information to resort to the courts to compel the cooperation of providing the what should be confidential information. Hospitals can also implement policies that do not allow police to question patients who are hospitalized related to pregnancy or abortion care. So it's important to note that with hospitals adopting these policies, it can slow down the ability that law enforcement or some other entity has to obtain this information, but it may not stop it. However, it's still important to make it as difficult as possible to have these abortion crimes enforced. So having a hospital enact these policies would be a step in the right direction. And as we've said a few times, every step in the right direction is a step forward to protecting our rights. So if this sounds like something that you may be interested in trying to pursue in your area, here's what you can do. First, make a decision about who you want to contact. Is it going to be a local health department or is it going to be a local hospital? Once you've made that decision, go online and search who the person is who runs that entity. Try and contact that person. Send them an email or give them a call and talk to them about how you're concerned about the breach of patient confidentiality and the enforcement of these abortion crime laws. And talk to some of the people you know, talk to some of your friends, or talk to some of the organizations you belong to. Tell them your concerns and that you don't want this patient confidentiality to be violated. See if there are other people who are willing to do the same thing as you. The more people who raise this issue and bring it to the attention of the hospital or the health department, the more likely it is that something will change. Make sure you write out what you want them to do before you contact them so that everything is clear in your mind about what you want to talk about. We basically want them to enact policies that protect the privacy of patients and that would like them to object to any sort of subpoena requesting records of abortion-related care for a patient or pregnancy-related care. That's what we're talking about on this episode. And if you want to take it a step further, we've been talking about contacting your elected officials. Your tax dollars pay their salaries. They work for you. So reach out to your elected officials. Reach out to your mayor or your city council people, county commissioners, even your state representatives. Talk to them about what you're concerned about. You could even contact your governor. Do whatever you can in your sphere of influence to make a difference. Post online or write a letter to the editor about how you're concerned about how people's privacy could be violated by law enforcement in these situations. This is one step that you can take to help protect the privacy and the fundamental right to obtain an abortion, but also to protect the privacy and the dignity of individuals when they seek medical care. Law enforcement should not be seeking people out and trying to conduct some sort of witch hunt because individuals obtain essential medical care. We're not powerless to stop what we're seeing with the rise of hate crime and the rise of white supremacy and this alt-right idea that individuals don't have a right to privacy or that they don't deserve to be treated equally or with respect or that somehow white individuals who are straight and usually male are the ones who should control all the power. No shade on people who are white and male, that isn't the problem. It's the alt-right conspiracy theories and the Ku Klux Klan and the white supremacy and the hatred. Those are the problems. And we're seeing the people passing these laws are by and large white men who have no experience having a period or ovulating or being pregnant. So they really shouldn't be passing these laws that interfere with anyone's rights to obtain any sort of medical care for any of those conditions. This podcast is a tool for you. It's for you to use in the fight for reproductive freedom. We're in that fight. People may have thought it was over. People may have wished it was over, but it's obviously not. We're in the fight for reproductive freedom, for abortion access, and for gender equality. And Making Hope will give you ideas of what to do. We'll provide you with practical steps on how to do it, and you take these ideas and put them into action. Together, we can lead this fight and make a better future for us and for future generations. Remember, you have the power. No one can take your power unless you give it to them. Until next time, keep fighting the good fight, and we're in this together.